We're up to Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, the bottom. Itmar, Shnei Shtoros Hayotzim B'Yom Echad. Two Shtoros at the same date. Somebody sold a field to Reuven, and he sold the same field to Shimon on the same day. Rashi Beis Shtoros Mocher Soda Achas Shnei B'nei Yodim B'Yom Echad. So obviously only one of them is Chal. And Rav Omar Cholkin. So Rav says that we split up the field between the two of them. Shmuel Omar Shudda the Daini. And Shmuel says that we leave it up to the discretion of the Dayan, either arbitrarily to pick whoever he likes, or whoever he thinks, Machlokes Rishonim, what Shudda the Daini means. One is that the Dayan can, what's it called, choose whoever he wants to give it to. The other is that he has to ascertain who he thinks the person would have wanted more to sell it to. Rashi, Shudda the Daini, Lefi Ra'os Eini HaDayonim Yatilu Haschus V'Achova. According to how the Dayonim see it, that's how they should decide the case. Marshim Rashi, that it depends on the whim of the Dayin. Shudda Loshan Ashlocha. Throws it out. Kamo Yora Bayamdim, Targim Shodi Biyama. So the Dayanim, basically the idea is they don't paskin, they just take it on in their own hands to, what's it called, to decide what to do with it. It's not a psak din. According to the other Rishonim, it's a psak din based on the Dayan's intuition. Okay. So that's Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Leimer Rav, the Omer Krav Meir, the Omer Edi Chasima Karsi, Shmuel the Amar Krav Elazar the Amar Edi Masira Karsi. So Mar says, there's a machlokus whether when you write a shtar, what creates the kinyan of the shtar? Whether it's a shtar necher, right? You sold a field or a get. Does the signing of the witnesses on the shtar create the chalos of the shtar? That's what Meir holds. Edi Chasima Karsi. And Rav Elazar says no. The Edi Chasima only sign on the get or on a shtar. Because if you won't, what's it called, won't be able to find the Edim Mesira, you'll have at least Edim that you can match their signatures or whatever. It's only Mipnei Tikkun Ha'olam, right? That you should be able to validate Shtaros. But the Kinyan of the Shtar doesn't take effect when the Edim sign it, it's when it's given over in front of Edim. Edim Mesira Karsi. So if you hold that the signing of the Shtar, right, affects the kinyan, then whichever shtar was signed first is going to be the, what's it called, the shtar that takes effect. And Rebbe Lezer holds no, whichever one was given over first. So they obviously weren't given over at the same time, so they're given over at different times, right? So if you hold that when they're signed, that's when it's, what's it called, when it takes effect. See Rashi. Kerab Meir, the Omer Le'inyin Get, Edi Chasima, Iker Krisus, by a Get, the Iker Chalos of the Get is when the Edim sign the Get. Okay? They create the Get. Now, it's not a Get until it's given to the woman. Right? But it's not the Edim that see the Get being given over that create the Get, it's the Edim that sign on the Get that created as a Get. And the same thing with Chengelin Shastoros. Since they were signed on the same day, and it's not in Yerushalayim where they write hours, so the chalos of the shtar is at the end of the day, and they both take effect at the exact same time. Therefore, there's an inyan to, what's it called, to split it up. Because both shtaros, the kinyonim, took effect at the same exact time, so split it up. Goli datayu de'ein makpidim al kodim l'chaveru. And therefore, neither of them was given this field first. They were given to exact same time when the day finished and the what's it called, the shtar took effect. There's no shudda the daini. They both own this equally, so they split it. There's no way of ascertaining who the guy meant to give it to, since the kinyan was chal at the same time. And this Rashi is mashmah the other way. That shudda the daini is, the dayan has to ascertain who the guy wanted to give it to more. And here you can't ascertain that because the kinyan was chal at the exact same time. Shmuel, the Omer Krevelezer. The Omer, Afa Pisha, Einol of Eidim, Elishanosno Bifne Eidim, Govim Nechasim Ushimodim. What creates the shtar to be a shtar is the Mesira in front of Eidim. Shein ho Eidim Chosno HaGet, Elevit Meitzikin Olam. The only reason Eidim stein on the Get is not to make it a Get or make it a shtar, but just that which there should be readily available witnesses to corroborate the shtar. Shema Yamuso Eidim Mesira, because maybe the Eidim Mesira will die, or Yelchum with Yisrael, they'll go away, and we won't be able to corroborate who they were. But if you have Adam signed on the Get, you can always, what's it called, match their signatures with other times they signed, and you'll be able to corroborate the Get. Alma Adam Asira Iker, V'hachi Yishma, Marshema Ha'echad Huchavi, V'alav Yosher, V'kidim U'masr Lo, V'yasasheni Hita. Maybe this guy he liked better. He gave him the star first, and that was when the sale took effect. And the other one he didn't give till later, and he only wanted to do it, you know, fool him or whatever. The Chilo Yadivan, name a Shudah the Dain. Since we don't know, there we can say Shudah the Dain. Lefi Mashahim Roim, Mihem Hayorogil Etzel Yoser, the Shudah Adifa Michaluka. The Dain ascertains who this guy probably would have wanted to give it to. Gemara says no. Lo, the Kuli Alma Krebelezer. Everybody holds a Krebelezer, because Halach is like Krebelezer, they're in Masirakars. The machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether it's Chaluka or Shudah Daine, is Rav Sover Chaluka Difa. Rav holds that splitting it up and each one getting half is the better solution. Shmuel Amar Sover Shudah Daine Adifa. And Shmuel holds no. Splitting it up for sure isn't true, because one of them is getting Shalokadin. Shudah, you have a better chance of ascertaining what really is the truth. How can you say that Rav holds a Rebbe Lezer? Now we're saying everybody holds a Rebbe Lezer. The machlokus only is what's a better solution, splitting it up or Shuda. So how could you say that Rav holds a Rebbe Lezer? But Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Halacha Rebbe Lezer Begitin. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. The halacha is a Rebbe Lezer Begitin. Right? Ki Amrisa Kamei De Shmuel. When I said the same thing to Shmuel, that the halacha is like a belezer begitten, omer at bishtaros. No, not only begitten, even bishtaros. Nichlal de Rav sovra bishtaros lo. Rav holds the halacha is like a belezer only by get, but not by other shtaros. Other shtaros edi chasim makarsi. So you can't say that Rav holds like a belezer. Ela mechubar to Rav kereb meir, right? Ushmuel kereb belezer. Better like the first teretz we said. Rav holds like a meir, and therefore he holds you split it up. Because since the shtaros took effect at the end of the day, right, equally to both of them, he split it up. And Shmuel held no, that the halacha is like Rebbe Lezer, even by shar shtaros, and one of them was handed over before the other, and that's the one that took effect. We just don't know which one. So the dayanim ascertain who they think probably he gave it to first. Meisvei. Shnei shtaros hayotzim b'echot cholkin. To yufta de Shmuel. It's a brisa that says two shtaros that are written the same day, same date, you split up like Rav, not like Shmuel. So the brisa is not like Shmuel. Amar lechosh Shmuel, homani Reb Meiri. No, that brisa goes like Reb Meir, but I hold like Reb Elazar. But I know Damrik Reb Elazar. Shmuel says, "E Reb Meir, ain't a seifa." But if it's cause Reb Meir, look at the seifa that brisa. Kosev leechad umosul laacher zeshe mosul lo kana. The E Reb Meir amai kana. Amar edi chasim akarsi. Right, L'chora, if that price goes like Reb Meir, the sefer doesn't make sense. Because if he wrote the shtar and he gave it to somebody else first, right, the other person is kona. Because signing the shtar doesn't make the kinyan. You have to give the shtar over to make the kinyan. That's only Reb Elazar, not like Reb Meir.
What did the shtar say?
What does
the shtar say?
What does it say? It says, I saw so and so sold his field to so and so. So Shaila is what? Then it's kinyan shtar, right? So when does that kinyan take effect? When you sign the shtar, automatically the field transfers, or no? When you give the shtar over, that's when the kinyan is chal. Reb Lezer holds the shtar, the kinyan is chal when the shtar is given over. Reb Meir holds the kinyan is chal when the shtar is signed. Automatically this field transfers because the shtar says he sold it to him. So if you hold that he wrote the shtar to one, and then gave the field over to the other one, or gave the shtar over to the other one, right? A different shtar. But he handed the second shtar to the other guy before he handed the first shtar to the first guy, then the field belongs to the second guy. So that only goes according to Reb Meir, Reb Elazar. Where it says Tanoihi, so Shmuel will tell you, no, it's a machlokas Tanoi, which is better, Chalukah or Shuda. And I hold like the Tana, who says Shuda is better. The Tanya, the Chachomim Omrim, Yachloku, the Chan Omru, and I hold like the one who says Shuda is Daini. The Chachomim Omrim, Yachloku, the Chan Omru, Mashi Yurtsa Shlish Yase. Right, machlokas. I mean, it's the following case. It's a similar case. It says like this. The Kule Amak Reb Elazar, the Kaimel on Kavasei, Begitten, because we hold like Reb Elazar, Begitten, everybody holds it. By Gitten, we pass on Reb Elazar. The Ikal of Meimer Shuda, the Ikal of Meimer Chaluka, Uvaha Pliga, and that's why you could say one or the other. We don't know if it's Chaluka or Shuda, and therefore with his Machlokas. Cholkin Amak Chaluka Adifa, you see that from this Brisa so that Chaluka is better. Reb Meir, he velekala meimer shuda bechasimaso. According to Reb Meir, we wouldn't have said shuda the daini. Shmuel says, I only said that according to what's it called, Reb Elazar. Kosev leechot hashtar velo masolo atche kosev shtar sheni laachir oleho umasolo. He wrote two shtaros, and he gave the second one to the second person first. The Reb Meir. Elalav Reb Elazar. Can't be like Reb Meir, that price it goes like Reb Elazar. And still it says, Yachloku. So you see the what's it called, right, you see what's it called that, you can't call it like Reb Meir, because the Sefer says that Edim Asira create the star. Elalav Reb Elazar. The Ikal of Meimer Shuda, the Ikal of Meimer Chaluka, Tony Cholkin, Amaka Chaluka Adifa. So that price goes according to Reb Elazar. And it could be, you could say Shuda, the Daini, you don't. You say, what's it called? Chaluka. So it's Kashan Shmuel. Tanoihi. So Shmuel will tell you, Ein Chanani. It's Machlokas Tanoim. What I'm arguing with Rav is Machlokas Tanoim, and I hold like the other Tana. Ikal of Mandiomer Shuda Adifa, Ikal of Mandiomer Chaluka Adifa, and I hold like the Shuda. The Chachamim Omrim Bishalhai Perakama de Gitten. This is the case. Holech Mone Leploni. A guy gives a shliach and he tells him, go give this $100 to so and so. Let's give him a present. V'holach u'biksho v'lo matzo shemes yachzu mishalech. Now he goes to give the present and finds the guy's dead. So he should give the money back to the one who sent it. Mesa Mishaleach, what if he comes back and the Mishaleach is dead? So now the Shaila is, did he want to give it to the other guy's Yorshim, or should he give it to the Yorshim of the Mishaleach? So Yazul the Yorshim. Ad the Chachomim or Mim Yachloku. Yorshim Mishaleach, the Yorshim Mishin Ishtalchulam. The Chachomim hold, no, you split it up, we're not sure. Did he want him to give the present to the Yorshim of the person that he said? Or did he want to not give it to them and it goes back to the Yorshim of the person who is dead also, the giver of the present? So the Chachamim hold, you split it between them. And the Chan Omru, Mashi Yirtze Shlish Yasa, the Hainu Shliach Yasa Mashuda Adifa. And what's it called? The Chachamim said that what's it called? No, the Chachamim say Yachloku. And here they said, whatever the Shlish wants to do, he can do. You can decide who, what's it called, to give it to, the Yorshim or the other Yorshim. So you see that Shuda, according to this, is better. Machlokas Tanoim, whether Shuda is better, the Shli should do what he wants to do with it, or Chaluka is better. Okay. And therefore Shmuel said, I hold like the Tana who holds that Shuda is better. Okay. Ime de Rami Bar Choma, Rami Bar Choma's mother, she wrote a star giving all her property to her son Rami in the morning. In the afternoon she wrote another star giving all her property to her son Ukva Barchama. So also Rami Barchama, Rami Barchama went to Rav Sheshes with the star and he gave him the property. Osha Maruk for the Kamid Rav Nachman, Maruk for went to Rav Nachman, Okvei Benichsa. So he gave him the property. Okay? So Osha Rav Sheshis, the Kamid Rav Nachman, so Rav Sheshis went to Rav Nachman, Omerle, my Tam, Ovid Marochi. Why don't you give it to Marukva? Why don't you give it to Rami Bar Chama? He got the star first in the morning. He says, Omerle, my Tam, Ovid Marochi, why'd you do the other way? Why'd you give it to the other one? Omerle, they called him. I gave it to him because he came first. Rami Bar Chama got the star in the morning, and Marukva didn't get it till the afternoon. Omerle, Atu Brishamayim Yashvinon. Because Shvinon shows, what difference does it make? Who wrote the star first? Right, the star doesn't take effect till the end of the day because we don't write hours. It's not Yerushalayim. Elamar, my time of it. He says, why did you do like that? Right, you said you did it because he came first. That's ridiculous. So he said, the other guy said, so why did you give it to the one who came last? Amrle shudah d'daini, because I figured that she likes Marukva better than Rami Bar Chama, or Marukva needed the money more than Rami Bar Chama. There's some reason he ascertained that probably she really meant the second one. No, I thought the other way. I also did it because of Shudah D'Daini. I also decided that the other one was the more, because she wrote the star to him first. So probably she meant to give it to him. First of all, I'm a Dayan, you're not a Dayan. I have reshus from the Reish Kalusa to be done, you don't. So you can't make a Shudah D'Daini. Only I can. The old in the beginning you told me you gave it to him because he came first. Now you're changing your mind. You gave it because you thought he liked them better. So therefore, what you did is nothing, and what I did is yes. And what's it called? And Mar Ukva Bar Chama gets the nechosim, not Rami Bar Chama. Rashi.
Why don't they just go ask the woman?
She doesn't want to get involved. Said I like both my sons. I gave it to both of them. Right? Not what's it called, so we don't know from her what to do. Ime Duran Varchama, Velono de Lami Mosra Tchila Shtar Matana. We don't know which one she gave it over first. And we can, for some reason, can't ask her. Or whatever. She's Bechlau deranged, so we don't know Bechlau what to do. Atabu Shalayn Yasvina, Mikivan de Lohik Pidu, Bene Mokom, Lichtov Shals, Gilu Bin Hagam, Shane Holchemacher, Hakonim Laboba Yom, Shneem Shavit. Since they don't write hours, the star takes effect at the end of the day. Elamar my time of the hachi velo amar yachloku. Why didn't you say yachloku? Shudah d'daini. I hold it better to ascertain who the dayan thinks that she wanted to give it to more. Rabbi Lezer, the amar eini mesira karsi. The lini rishazeh yachavi velo yosher bekadma moslo tchila. I thought that she liked him better because that's why she gave it to him first. Omerle, I don't know me to have a DD shooter, but I should also be shooter. The Kivisha Pasakti, Adi Hadin, Shuvain Lachakoch, Lotsimi, although I pass it first. You don't have a right to change it. Shari Yosemi, Basin Zakai, be shooter, Daini. I gave the Nechosim first to this one. You can't take it away from it. So he says, not true. First of all, I'm a Dayan, you're not a Dayan. I'm a Dayan, I'll be Rosh Kalusa, the Yeshiva. I'm given Rishus to be a Dayan. So what I do has effect. You're not a Dayan, you don't have any effect. Besides that, you changed your mind. You're saying now you did it because of Shuda, right? But you didn't. You gave it because you thought that the first star takes effect first, and you made a mistake. So Bechlal, your Pesach is no Pesach.
If you're not a Dayan, what right did you have to do it in the first place?
What?
If you're not a Dayan, what right do you have to do it in the first place? No, he
didn't have Rishus from the Reish Kalusa to be done, but he had the right to make a Din Torah, right? But he didn't have Rishus, so if a Dayan who has Rishus did something, what you did is nothing. But if nobody goes against it, you can pass it also. Lo amrish tam shulcha mishum shudah dayani, ele mishum dekadim bechassimah krebneir. Uvezu ta'isa, deholab yishalayin yasvina. You made a mistake. So bechlal your psak is no psak. So therefore my psak stands. Okay, hano tre shtori da'asul kamed Rav Yosef. Two shtaris came before Rav Yosef. On the same field, chad havikosu b'chamsha b'nisan. One was written that it was given on the fifth day of Nisan. The chad havikosu b'nisan stama. Didn't write the date, only the month. It was given in Nisan. So okmi Rav Yosef lahu d'chamsha b'nisan b'nechosim. So Rav Yosef gave it to the guy who had the star and said the fifth of Nisan. Why? Omer le'idach va'ano afsin. Why should I lose out? Omarlei is yodcha at yodcha tachtona. Why? Emor bar kaf tes b'nisan. Maybe your star was written until the end of Nisan. Doesn't say. He has 5th of Nisan. Maybe yours was after that. We don't know. So he has it for sure from the 5th of Nisan. You may be later this. So you're a Sophic. Therefore, has a better claim to the field than you do. Because your star may have come after his. May have come before, but we don't know. So Amarlei, okay, so Nichtavli Mar Tirfa Meir Veila. He said, that's the case. He sold it to me Biachrayas. According to you, he already sold it to the other guy first. But he sold me this field, Biachrayas. So I can go now, and if he doesn't have money to give me back, and he sold other fields, I can take the other fields back to make it my money back. Right? Because now that I don't have a field. Right? No, you go to get the field, your money back for the field that he sold you, Shalom Kedin, right? They'll tell you that, what's it called, that you really had the field from the first of Nisan, and the other guy got it, Shalom Kedin, so go take your field back from him. Don't take it from us. My takanti, so what can he do? Nichtov harsho ladoni, they should write harsho, each one gives power of attorney to the other one. So then the guy comes to get the field for the other, he says, manavshach. If I got the field first and the other guy is holding it Shalokadin, right, then he's collecting from you. And if the other way around, I'm collecting for you. Tirfa, Rashi here. Hano Trey story, Shalmecher Shiyotsu Asodarachas. Same field was sold twice. Once it said 5 Nisan, once said Stam Nisan. Tirfa Likra Lechugos Mirosh Chodeshir. So at least give me something I can get my money back from the fields that were sold after Rosh Chodeshir, because I surely my sale was at least the last day of Nisan. Shari Mochri Bachrayis Yochli Memris. And they said, no, the Lechugos could tell you that you can't take our field away. The field, you really got the field, the other field, and the other guy came afterwards. Go get it back from him. At Barchad Benisanat. The Shtarka called him, you really got the field first. And the guy took it away from you, Shlokadin. Go back, get it back. What are you collecting from Lekuchos? There's B'nei Chorin, the actual field that you got. Get it from the guy who stole it from you. My takanti, the high, Nichtabu Harshola Hadodi. Yivakish Meis Chaveiro Barcham Shabinison, V'yimsalo Shtaro, V'yichtabu Harshola. Right, power of attorney. And I'm giving you the right to collect for me. Litrof Lekuchos. Vim Yomru lo Barchad Benisanat. If they'll tell you, you're Barchad Benisan, and go get the field back from the other guy, Omru lohem, ani bo litrof bishvil mo shel chamisha Benisan. Now I'm coming for him, because now I'm going to take the field away from him. He got to get his money back, so he can get it from you. So give it to him. I represent him. And if he's not the one who can get the money back but me, then give it for me. Ani bo litrof bishvil mo shel chamisha benisan shari lishneinu mochro beachrayis v'ani bo baharsho aleicha mikocho v'im yomer lo hu kodem v'at barchav tes benisan, he really owns that field, then fine, they give it to me because you owe me the money back. Ha'yisa omer lohem ani bo mimach masatzmi. So either way he can collect.